This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil to charge in Miami and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. We're here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, you know, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, really. Look, people, I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us, whether you believe me or not. Okay? I know. Everybody's out there. Everybody's got the thing going on. I've been listening to some of the commentators over the weekend. I get the biggest kick out of it. You know, they love everybody. Can't stand anyone. I just said it because I watched the two guys going at it going, oh, my God, I would love to put this out for other people to see. But I wouldn't do that. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do mean that sincerely. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, last-minute changes, which, I hate them myself, people. Don't get crazy on me because I don't like them either. And, you know, we've got retired General Paul Valley coming on with us. I always love when he's on. With China, you know, you're hearing about all this stuff with China having more, pumping up their nuclear warheads, beefing up their army, doing that whole thing. Are they dumb enough? I got to ask the question. Who thinks they're really dumb enough to come after us? I'm curious if anybody thinks that they're really just dumb enough to come after us. I don't think they are. Do you? You know, I think that when it comes to, again, when it comes to China, they may feel like they're superior. They may feel like they've got it together. But the grand scheme of things, man, they're starving over there. They've got their own set of issues that they don't even know how to deal with. You know what I mean? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being, you know, part of the conversation, part of the solution. You got, I love this stuff. There is so much going on. So much for us to have to try to keep up on. That it's next to, look at this. I hate computers. I just hate computers. Nothing new, though. But you know, the president has had some what do you want to call him? You want to call him, he's had some wins like we haven't seen. Remember we said we were going to get tired of him winning? Right? We were going to get tired of everything that he was making work for us, or happen for us, if you would. I don't know about you guys, but I'm not. I want more. I want a lot more. If you think of the peace that we've had in the Middle East, you think about what's been going down and how the Arabs have started to come together. Of course, not all of them. Not every one of them. I get it. But when you see the peace that the president's been able to try to pull together there, how can you not sit there and just, I won't say be awestruck, I'm not that smart to say awestruck, right? But how can you sit there and actually believe that this isn't something he's been planning and working on? This doesn't happen overnight. Would you at least agree with that with me, some of you? This doesn't happen overnight. This is something that takes quite some time to make happen. So it wasn't like he said, hey, listen, I got this great plan for, you know, election surprise. Right? No, he had to work at this. And what's Nancy Pelosi response? I mean, these are things that other presidents haven't done, haven't been able to do. Right? Couldn't make happen. And what is Nancy Pelosi's response to this? If you think about it. Right? It's a distraction. The president has created a distraction. Is she serious with all this? Sick woman. I'm sorry, but she is. She's a sick woman. You have to be sick to believe that this stuff, that this is, the president has made this, everybody's political. And for her, that's what it's all about, is it not? It's all political. Look, guys, you've heard me say this a million times. And I'm not trying to be mean, but you've heard me say this a million times. This is a battle. This is really a battle between good and evil. When you see all these things that are going on around you, right? When you see all these things that are happening, the cops getting shot in Los Angeles. Where is Joey B on all this? Where are the Democrats on all this? They're blaming Trump for, quote-unquote, allowing all this to happen. Like he has a choice. I mean, there's a lot of things he can do by executive order, but we conservatives, aren't we the ones that came unglued at Mr. Oblamo when he was doing it? And now we're okay with it? I'm asking, is this how it's going to work? I mean, are we going to be the hypocrites that we call them out for being on a regular basis? I need to know. I need to know where you stand. It is. I'm not upset with you guys. It's just amazing with the emails that I get, because they're upset at a way I say what I do or how I said something. But I'm one of those people who feels that if you're going to call out the Democrats for certain issues and certain things, are you willing to call us out? It's a simple question. Are you willing to call us out? Retired General Paul Vallee joins me after the break. Joe Bacini, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. I got a lot more coming up.
An American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Before I get to General Valley, I'm just going to take a Jimmy from Oregon. I'm so glad you held on, Jimmy. I appreciate your time with me.
Hi, Joe. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep. You want to talk about the violence?
I saw the latest violence on the video on the news. Where do you stand on that?
Be a little more specific. You mean the violence against the cops, the violence against peaceful people, the violence against public property?
No. Where do you stand? Where would you stand on being featured in a video where people are getting beaten up on that?
If I was beating them up? If I was beating them up or if I was being beaten?
Being beaten up, yeah. Uh-huh, yeah.
If I was being beaten, I want everybody to see it. I want everybody to see me have my butt kicked. If especially if I'm innocent. Okay, if I'm innocent, I want as much proof as I can get. And if I'm guilty, I mean, these people need to see who's pushing who. And who's bringing on the violence.
We can get you in there and we can rough you up.
Yeah,
we
Jimmy.
You're one of those guys.
I love it. Yeah. So you're one of those guys who believes that you can beat up anybody, do anything you want, anytime you want, Jimmy. My people are ready, and I think you guys totally underestimate what true Americans, true not anarchists, but true Americans are willing to do to make sure that guys like you, right, don't ruin what many people have died for. Jimmy, go, please, go back in your room. Tell your mom to bring you some hot chocolate. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me now. The guy that I really want to bring on, love having him on with me. Retired General Paul Valley joins me as he does from time to time. I always appreciate his time with me. General, sorry about that. Thanks for being with me.
Thanks, Joe. Happy to be with you again. We have a lot of things going on in this country.
Oh, I know. You know, I look at now. I'm not old, but I remember the 70s. I'm seeing what was going on in the streets of Lebanon and all that other stuff. And I got to tell you something, man. When I saw, look at this again with this thing. When I see these videos, they look exactly like. Tell me if I'm wrong. They look exactly like the streets of Lebanon and places like that in the Middle East back in the 70s, don't they?
Well, they do, and think of all of the tangible things they have to work with now. Notification, organization through the Internet. They have the different kinds of fire ignition devices they use. Setting on fire. They have mobility. They have, they're coming in by airplanes from Antifa into places.
Yep.
By vehicles from out of state to create this stuff.
Yep.
So whatever you saw previously, it's compounded by the fact they have all these capabilities now they never have. That's why we see even reported now the fires in Oregon started by Antifa.
Yeah. Oh, listen, I was joking with somebody the other day. You look at what's going on in California. Are you really going to tell me that, first of all, this is all climate change, number one, and number two, that all of these fires are random, every single one of them? I mean, come on. I'm not buying it. There's something going on.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know
who's... There's something going on.
Yep.
Yep.
I don't know who's starting it, but, hey, I want to hit you with a bigger one that people... You know, it's funny. We're paying so much attention, as well we should, as to what's going on in this country, but we're not paying attention to what's going on, you know, over in the Middle East, in China, and places like that. So, you know, we hear the Chinese are building up their arsenals, they're building up their military, that kind of thing. Do you really believe that China would come after us or would work to keep us out of their area, of the, you know, South China Sea and such?
Well, I think China's had this plan for some years now, and that's why exacerbated the release of the COVID virus from Wuhan throughout the world. But they've certainly been planning, especially the Chinese Communist Party. I've done 12 investigative article analysis on the Chinese Communist Party, which I'll be happy to provide you. But the planning has been there. They're executing it now by a tremendous increase in their naval and air capability, taking the research and development to create the new airplanes and the new vessels they have for their Navy. They're extending throughout the South China Sea, the Silk Belt, area that goes all the way into the Middle East. That's all being done, and it's been going on for years, by the way. And the recent article we did, Joe, just on the Chinese Communist Party is the infiltration, their planned propaganda campaign in the U.S. using the Internet and TV.
And they're doing a good job of it. When you see these college kids that are that are interviewed on campuses all across the country, they don't see China as a threat at all. And they think that Trump is making it all up and, you know, that kind of stuff, which I find amazing. Joey B. said there were nothing to worry about, too, a couple of years back, didn't he? Joe Biden?
Well, we have the facts on him now, Joe. And that's why we have a strong president now that's countering that. And he has seen this problem for years, especially in trade and the stealing of our intellectual property. And so the president's on top of that. We are countering them. The world is countering them for what they've done in releasing the COVID-19. And I'm a COVID survivor, by the way. I don't know whether you know that.
I knew you were sick with it.
I can tell you some stories about that. But anyhow, we have a situation now where we have to take on the threats, whether it's economic, financial. We have to do that, and we have to offset that. And the president's done that by increasing our fleet capability in the South China Sea. We have two of our best aircraft carrier groups out there now. We have the South Koreans, probably the top five armed forces in the world, ready to go. The Japanese. We have the Marines on Okinawa. We have assets on Guam. We have the Australians that are mounting up as they're being infiltrated as well by the Chinese. So we're more prepared than people think.
Yeah, I never really, since President Trump has gotten in there, because, I did a story a couple of years back and did some research on how every Democrat president that comes into office within the first 100 days, he starts slashing the military budget, which is always, always beyond me as to why they think they should do that. These guys love to spend money. The Dems do. You'd think this would be a no-brainer for them. But, they come in there and they start slashing things. And you had taught me that we don't need as many of the bases as we have. We can move faster. We can get to places faster. But they were decimated when President Trump came into office, weren't they? I mean, they didn't have parts. They didn't have what they really needed to make things happen, did they?
Well, the one of the worst things that happened under Obama, and even goes back to Clinton, that they took out almost 200 senior officers.
Wow.
Who were standing by the flag and standing by providing and guarding the America versus these politicized generals and admirals. And I just wrote an article on that.
We're going to talk about it on the other side of the break, right? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. General's still with us. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump traveled to Northern California to meet with Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom and other state and federal officials.
The hottest August ever in the history of the state. The ferocity of these fires, the drought 5+ years, losing 163 million trees to that drought. Something's happened to the plumbing of the world. Climate change is real, and that is exacerbating this. And so please respect, and I know you do, the difference of opinion out here as it relates to this fundamental issue.
In the meeting, Governor Newsom failed to mention that at least two people have been arrested in California, three people in Oregon, and two others in Washington State on arson charges related to these fires. While the president praised the first responders to the fires, Joe Biden attacked the president, calling him a climate arsonist. This is USA Radio News.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your four-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Let me bring him back on because he's so full of information and he's got a lot going on. A lot he needs to tell you about. Retired General Paul Vallow. He joins me as he does from time to time on the show. Hey, General, thanks for being with me. And, you know, before we get too far into the conversation, why don't you tell people about your organization and how they can help out and sign up for the newsletter?
Well, we have a great following throughout the country. Our organization is called the Stand Up America U.S. Foundation. The website, it's down for a few days. It's getting repaired now, but it's standupamericaus.org. Sign up, get our newsletter, read our postings on there because we probably have the most up-to-date information, better than you'll get from the CIA on what's going on with the Chinese Communist Party, the Middle East, threats against the United States. And we have a great team of people who do a great analysis on this. And we have three social media sites, three Facebook sites that we post everything on every day. So join Stand Up America U.S., and we welcome you as a member.
Yeah, you get a lot of great articles. He's right. There's a lot of great articles there. Check it out. A lot of good information, not the hooky stuff you see flying all over Facebook and other places like that. You can really count on the information that he's given you. And that's important because otherwise, you end up sounding like the rest of the lunatics when you're just spewing what you see on Twitter and places like that. You know, it drives me nuts when I hear people, I can tell that's what they're doing. They're just repeating what they've heard, you know. It's just craziness.
Well, that's what a lot of these writers, you see these people at the press conference at the White House, all they do is read something on the Internet and quote somebody, and then they try to act like they're smart, but they've done no investigative analysis as the great reporters used to do in our papers, even in TV and in radio. These people, you can see them at the White House press conferences. I mean, they're absolute amateurs.
Yeah, no, totally agree with you. I want to talk to you a little bit about the Middle East now. And, you know, I was joking. Nancy Pelosi poo-pooed what was going on, called it a distraction. You know, think about this. What he's doing in the Middle East or the road that he's going down, nobody before him has done that. I mean, didn't Carter got a bit of a Middle East piece going? But, I mean, really what the president's doing now is really unprecedented, right?
No, absolutely unprecedented. And that all goes back to moving the embassy to Jerusalem, the Golan Heights measures that were taken. And I've been into Israel quite a few times, study it very carefully. But what's never happened before, they never let the Israelis travel into Saudi Arabia,
right,
or into UAE or Bahrain. Now, this whole new breakthrough is they're allowing the Israelis to travel into Bahrain, United Arab Emirates, United Arab Emirates, and then Saudi Arabia, I think, will be following on very shortly. But this is important for transit within the Middle East,
mm-hmm.
transit of people. And I can remember being in Israel when they allowed the Saudis to come in. You know, the Israelis have protected their borders very carefully. So this is a great thing economically, financially, people to people. And it's never been done before in the history. And this president has done it.
Oh, yeah. And it's making
that together.
It's making them crazy. They can't. I don't know if they can't figure out how he's doing it or they're just simply mad that he's doing it. I can't figure out which one it is for them. Because if they really cared about the peace of this country, if they really cared about peace around the globe, they should be applauding what he's been able to pull together. You know.
Well, they're too busy tearing down the country, Joe.
Yeah.
They're too busy stirring up chaos and fear in this country. And America has become, in some ways, a whole nation of lambs that have sat back and have done nothing. But now, the silent majority is arising. They're going to support Trump, and he's going to win in November. But they're coming to a realization that they have elements out there, such as Antifa, Black Lives Matter, George Soros-backed organizations, the Chinese Communist Party, who attacked America and are trying to tear it apart. And they're doing a good job of it, aren't they?
Yeah, what I'm loving is the cracking that's going on in the police departments across the country where it's sad to see that many police chiefs of color are walking away because of what's happening to them
yep.
and happening to their departments. But to watch them switch from lifelong Democrats, lifelong support of Democrats only, now you're watching these police patrolmen's associations across the country now supporting President Trump. That's unheard of, is it
that's
not?
That's right. No, it's unheard of. And you're going to see more union members. Trump's going to get a bigger share of the black vote,
yep.
of the Latino vote. I think it's going to be overwhelming. But they'll do everything they can to create a...
Now, they booed Kamala Harris.
Yeah, no matter who wins.
Yeah.
But there's a silent coup against still big practice going on that they have plans to not allow President Trump to take office. And Trump knows this. So he's bolstering up his forces to counter all of that on Election Day. But it's not going to be nice to see, Joe.
No, I agree with you. I mean, when you look at the violence that's happening in the streets and the Democrats aren't saying anything about it, they really aren't coming out against it. I mean, Joe Biden made a comment or two here and there, finally, after, what, 4 months? I found it was so interesting that these were peaceful protests up until Don Lemon, I guess he's the second VP of the Democrat Party, comes out and says, hey, bottom line with this, you know, this is now hurting our polls. And I'm thinking, what about hurting the American people? That's not on there anywhere for you? No, they don't care. You are so right. They really don't care. And it's sad to see.
And that's why they'll be defeated.
Yeah. Well, the walk-away movement got a lot of people leaving the Dem Party. I don't know where they're going. I don't care where they're going. As long as they're not going further left, I'm fine. But they're starting to see that the party has been lying to them, and they have moved on, which is a blessing. I won't say in disguise, but it's definitely a blessing. We're seeing peace right now in the Middle East like we haven't seen in decades, have we not? Or am I overstating that?
No, we have. There's still unrest in Yemen, for example. We still have problems. They have problems in Libya. Syria is still not all sorted out yet. But the strategy of Trump, of which we provided him the plan, we call the lily pad strategy, is that we can hit any target anywhere, any threat to the United States,
yep.
24 hours a day. And we don't need these long, extended, unnecessary wars such as Vietnam and Iraq.
Unnecessary. Isn't it interesting that nobody from the left is touting or speaking to the fact that President Trump has not gotten us into any new, we don't want to call them skirmishes, mini wars, battle, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. He's actually squelched most of the fighting, hasn't he?
Yes, absolutely, yeah. Because he has a policy. and as he has a strategic view. And even these counter generals and admirals that come out against them, these are the same generals and admirals who have been in positions for the last 20 years who couldn't win a war. And they created a situation where we lost so many of our troops, killed or wounded in combat in the Middle East, because they didn't have a strategy. They were following a strategy of trying to bring democracy to the Middle East, which was crazy, and we knew, some of us knew that. Also trying to do nation building with our military. If you're going to nation build, you have to have a peaceful environment to do that. You can't nation build during wartime. I mean, how naive is that?
I heard
General Petraeus is the one that's most guilty of that, if you remember him.
Yep. I heard a general on one of the stations the other day say that we will never be able to leave Afghanistan because of their, you know, their structure and the way they are, and they're not able to really protect themselves. What do you think?
We're leaving.
Okay.
Yeah, we're leaving.
I believe you. I thought it was interesting the way he laid it out, though, is to the to the case that, you know, they can't take care of themselves, and that's evident by every time we thin out the troops, they have more trouble there. You know,
they're negotiating with the Taliban now in Doha, in the Middle East. That's where the negotiations are going on. But we've reduced our forces there quite a bit. And we will be out of Afghan in some way. And if the Afghan government can survive, based on billions of dollars that we put into that country, and work some deal with the Taliban, then there could be success over there. But there's all sorts of scenarios being created. If we leave, then the Taliban's taken over. Well, there's nothing happening over there now the way it is. So I think we'll come to some successful conclusion there.
I know I throw a lot of stuff at you, but you're so knowledgeable. I want to get it while I have you on. When we come back, I want to talk about a little bit about Iran. And I know they're not, just because they're quiet doesn't mean they're not doing anything. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, don't be stupid, get informed, okay? Otherwise, you're just like them. You're just like the people that we're screaming about on a regular basis. That's why I bring on retired General Paul Vallely from time to time, because you know what? We need real information from people that we trust, and I trust the General with what he gives us for info. General, always a pleasure to have you on, man. I really do appreciate your time with me.
Thank you, Joe. You have a great show.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Hey, Iran, just because we're not hearing anything doesn't mean they ain't doing nothing, does it?
No, for sure. They're trying to survive.
Yeah. Well, they're not getting the money they used to get. So, I mean, again, you're the expert. I'm just guessing. But, I mean, you think about it. They're not getting anywhere near the money they would get from us from days gone by. So they really can't fund like they used to fund, can they?
No, they can't. They're in dire straits, they continue to spread terror as much as they can. They have a real setback with Hezbollah in Lebanon, as you may know or have read. But they've extended their tentacles into North Africa now. They're, of course, deeply involved in Yemen. Israel's watching them very carefully. Israel continues to take out any installation or movement of their trucks going from Iran across the Syria, across Syria, I should say. And so the Israelis are doing what they have to do. And Saudi Arabia is very much aware with their intelligence services of what Iran's doing, as well as Bahrain and a few other countries in the Middle East. So we're watching in a group, I should say, what's happening each and every day in Iran, 24 hours a day, we're watching them through intelligence.
Wow. You know, but you know what? The Middle East, I've read a couple of articles, and what I'm feeling is those in the Middle East are about tired of Palestine. The Palestinians. They're tired of the constant fighting. They're tired of these. They're like little out of control 16-year-olds. You know what I'm saying? And
come up with any solutions.
No, they don't. And they're like the little irritant that they're trying to figure out what to do with. You think they'll eventually, I don't want to say lose their luster, but eventually the rest of the Middle East is going to come against them. Okay, we've had it with you guys. Enough with you guys. Here's your little corner.
Don't start any trouble.
I think
that's happening. They'll break up the Palestinians that can go into other countries, get educated, get jobs, work in factories, develop things, and becoming individuals rather than a group.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of the expansionist programs that Israel's trying to provide over there. And you may not remember this, Joe, but under Arafat, before Arafat, actually, they had almost 200,000 Palestinians working in Israel in manufacturing jobs, in the economy. And once Arafat came in there and destroyed everything with the Intifada, then that set back the Palestinians to where they still are today after 20-some years.
Yeah, I've read a lot about it, you know, obviously, and at one time the Middle East looked very different than it does now, and it wasn't filled with the hate that we have or what they have today, as you see it. Would that be a true statement?
Well, yeah, and I mean, if you look at the Intifada, that's when they started blowing up restaurants and bombings inside of Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. We can remember all those days until finally Israel had to set up and establish and create the wall, which separated Judea-Samaria from the main part of Israel.
Right.
And that was all Arafat's doing. One man. They haven't progressed since then.
No. No, you know, and again, like I said to people, if you go back and look at pictures of Tehran and places like that way back when, and I'm not talking the 40s and 50s, I'm talking about late 60s or even early, it was a whole different world there. A whole different way that of them doing business and women going to school and oh my God, women were driving cars. We can't have that now. Just craziness. So all right. So again, back to the Middle East. I mean, we heard all about this unrest in Turkey and the troubles we were having there. I'm not suggesting that they went away, but it just seems like a lot of the turmoil in the Middle East has died down. I kind of gave it the fact that they weren't getting the money they were getting. Iran wasn't getting the money they were getting, so they could start the trouble that they normally like to start. I mean, what do you attribute it to?
Well, I think it's a number of things. I think because they don't have the amount of warfare going on over there now that they had. I think even Turkey has changed its attitude quite a bit. We still have Russian involvement there, of course, in supporting Syria. But the fact of we're not having the amount of battles and people dying and people getting killed and bombings as Assad was doing in Syria on his people in the different villages and cities within Syria. So, yes, it's a changing environment. It's a changing landscape. And a lot of that has to do, I think, with President Trump. I really do. Because the leaders over there know that he's not going to tolerate any more encouraging involvement of the United States in the Middle East affairs.
Yeah.
And so they've come to agreements that pretty much we're going to be involved to some degree, but never to the degree that we were before when we had several hundred thousand troops in the Middle East.
That's funny you should say that because you know, I tell people all the time that, you know, it's not that he handles them differently. They respect strength. They respect leaders that, you know, that aren't wishy-washy, that really will, you know, do what they say they're going to do, okay? And they operate differently at that point in time. I know you agree with that because it's a true statement. Obama wasn't like that. Forgive me, but Bush wasn't even like that.
Nor Clinton.
Nor, no. You're talking about somebody.
Yeah, three presidents in a row.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, he took out Soleimani, he took out the head of ISIS, so he really made an impression on the Middle East that he will take action if necessary.
Yeah. Yeah.
Soleimani was a big setback for Iran.
Well, they're not going to easily replace him, but seriously, you said it a minute ago, I don't want to just leave it there, and I don't want to leave it on the table and walk away from it. They see a president that says, look, stop screwing with me because I'm going to make life miserable for you, finally. You think this is going to be long, if he gets elected again, I believe he will, when he gets elected again, you know, is this going to be a long-lasting effect here in the Middle East, knowing that he's not going to put up with any craziness?
Yes, it's a reformation. It's a change in the Middle East. It'll be a change in NATO and Europe. It'll be a change in the Far East. So we can anticipate a lot of things positively going on because the United States sort of sets the tone, the tenor for the world globally, whether it's financial, whether it's high tech, whether it's military, whatever. Whatever you want to say about President Trump, he is a global leader.
Mm-hmm.
As well as a leader in the United States.
Yep. And
whether you like him or not, he's a strong leader, and that's what we need today.
Yeah, I am amazed. Now, you've been at this a heck of a lot longer than I have. With everything that they're throwing at this man, look, now a woman's come forward and said that he raped her now. I mean, it's like every day there's three or four other crazy things happening. Schiff comes forward and says they got another whistleblower. Like, really, people? Do you ever read a story about the person who cried wolf? I mean, come on, give me a break.
Yeah.
And people aren't buying it.
48 hours.
Yeah. Look.
Yeah, lasts for about, like John Bolton, that lasted for about 48, 72 hours.
Oh, and then he freaked them all out when he turned around and said, can you imagine that whole vet dust up overseas a couple days ago? I mean,
yeah.
Bolton came out and said, wait a minute. I'm not a big fan of this guy, but he didn't say that. Now, you know Trump. Does it sound like something he'd even remotely spew out of his mouth?
No, never.
Yeah. Yeah. It's at the maid. But they figure we're as dumb as their constituents and we'll believe it. All right. One last time before you go, I want you to tell people about your organization and how they can help you out, General.
Yes. It's Stand Up America U.S. Foundation, standupamericaus.org. Join us, help us. We do rely on donations from our supporters to keep us going, but we probably do more in-depth analysis on national security and threats to the United States than the CIA does. I can say that frankly.
All right, General. Look, it always, and I mean it sincerely, it's always a pleasure to have you on with me. I appreciate your knowledge and the fact that you're willing to share it with us. So you go, and we'll have you back on in a couple of weeks.
All right, Joe. All right. Thank you.
Thank
My
you.
My best to everybody.
All right.
Okay. Bye.
General Paul Vallely, and I love that. I really do. I mean, that sincerely. I love that guy. He's always been honest with me. Even corrected me a couple of times, which is really funny because guests usually don't want to do that. But I always tell them, if I'm wrong, tell me. I don't want to look like the fool all the time. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Dr. B joins me in the next hour, right? Mental Health Mondays. Talk about those over-sexualized girls on that Netflix. I know some of you have said, Joe, come on, back off. I've read it. I've seen the movie, and it really has a good, solid meaning in it. Well, then take out the pedophile portion, okay? I don't need to see pelvic thrust. I don't need to see all that stuff in order to get the point. I'm sorry. I'm just not there. Now, she's going to tell me whether I need mental health or Netflix does. Back in a few minutes. Show me your host. Don't go for it.